Welcome to Believe in Betting, a Sports Garden Network production. We are your source for sports entertainment and credible sports intelligence. And now, here's your host, Tom Barton.
Welcome back to another episode of Believe in Betting, guys. I am your host, Tom Barton from Sports Garden Network. Go check us out at sportsgarten.com, G-A-R-T-E-N, hashtag S-G-N on all of the social media sites. Get us at Sports Garden as well. We love to interact with you guys. Love to go back and forth, answer any questions that you guys might have. So make sure that you do hit up the show. Hey, we're on to the NBA Finals here. And if anybody has been paying attention and anybody's been listening, we made some money on Game 7. We made some money the entire series, right? I mean, look, you go back and you talk about the Nuggets and what I told you guys to bet with the Nuggets. I go back and talk about the Heat Celtics, what I told you guys to do there. Game 7. I told you my best bet was the steals. I did like the over, but I told you, how can you take Boston? You had to take a shot on Miami if you were going to go one way or the other. So, look, I didn't expect Jason Tatum to go down, okay? I didn't expect that to be a major factor that it was. But this is basketball. This is the way that they look. This is sports. And this is sports betting. This is the way that things go. I don't know if Jason Tatum is 100% healthy if they move on and win that game anyway. I think that the Miami Heat showed that they didn't win the game. They absolutely dominated the game. So now we have where we had the prospect of maybe, I don't know, maybe Lakers, Celtics. That's what people were looking at. We had the prospects of some big-time teams, Steph Curry in the finals, LeBron James in the finals, maybe Kevin Durant in the finals, Giannis in the finals. When we started this, there were all these maybes. And now the NBA Finals is on tap. And I have bashed the NBA for years about the watchability level and how people are just turning it off. But let's be real here, folks. While this may not be a good television series, and I am fully understanding that it's not a good television series, for a fan, for an NBA fan, this is a pretty good series. This is a pretty good series. Yokiko Butler, and I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, Yokiko Butler walking away with a championship here really is a story. Jokic is becoming, he should have won 3 MVPs in a row. Okay, Jokic is becoming, you can argue now, starting, if he puts a ring on his finger, starting to sniff the top 25 players, right? I mean, maybe of all time, top 50. Look, you look at his age, you look at where he is, you look at the fact that he's dominated over the last three seasons. I don't think it's far-fetched. I don't think so. I mean, George Call is going out there on Twitter and kind of comparing him to Larry Bird. I think that's a little crazy, but I don't think it's far-fetched to start looking at Jokic in that kind of realm, and Jimmy Butler's becoming one of the iconic players in all of sports on postseason performances. Now, if he finishes it off and caps it off with a championship, I think you got to put his name up there in the upper echelon. Speaking of that Miami Heat team, look, this is a team that you could have gotten at great odds. Now, buddy Rob Mish put this up on Twitter this week. The title conference odds for the Miami Heat as of March 27th, was 60-1 for the championship, 30-1 to win the conference. On March 28th, it was 75-1 to win the title and still 30-1 to win the conference. On March 27th at Circa Sports, you could have got 90-1. So, I mean, this has just been tremendous value. I mean, tremendous value right now. So we start to take a look at how this series is going to unfold. Game 1, June 1st, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Game 2, June 4th, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Game 3, June 7th, 8:30 Eastern Time. Game 4, June 9th, 8:30 Eastern Time. And then we have Game 5, 6, and 7. Game 5, if necessary, June 12th, 8:30. Game 6, June 15th at 8:30. And Game 7, June 18th at 8 o'clock. I will tell you this, a lot of people do not believe that it will get there. A lot of people do not believe that it's going to get anywhere near there. So the NBA Finals results by the Superbook in Las Vegas. Heat in 4 is 50-1 odds. Heat in 5, 25-1 odds. Heat in 6, plus 850. Heat in 7, 12-1 odds. Nuggets in 4, plus 425. Nuggets in 5, plus 190. Nuggets in 6, plus 450. Nuggets in 7, plus 400. For the series, the Miami Heat, you're getting back, you could get back about 3-1 on your return, but it's basically about minus 350 for the Nuggets. People are loving the Nuggets, and I can't blame them here. But what gets me on a sports betting situation here is the Denver Nuggets in 4 games is plus 425. The Denver Nuggets in 4 games right now,
They're getting 41% of the bets. People are expecting a sweep. People are looking at this and expecting a sweep. But here's the thing. The Miami Heat, while I spoke about this with Boston, how they've been overrated the entire series. The Miami Heat have been underrated. They are underdogs every single time. They're underdogs by 8, 9, 8, 9, 8, 9. And they were winning outright. They were winning outright. They had a double-digit lead for most of the game in a crucial Game 7 on the road, guys. They were an 8th seed, snuck into the playoffs with my radio air quotes here, right? And then they just took down team after team after team. Jimmy Butler is a guy that has put this team on his back. Jimmy Butler is a guy that absolutely can expose what the Nuggets can do, right? I mean, the Nuggets are a really good team, but they have been prone over the course of the season to give up big games to that one player. And Jimmy Butler's the guy. Jimmy Butler's it. I know maybe a lot of people don't think he should have won the MVP. And I get that argument. I do. But he's still their guy. I mean, that's what you look at. Then you look at the other side of this in the Denver Nuggets, who to me have been building this for years. For me, they've been building for years that the Denver Nuggets were ready to take that next step. Right? The Joker, Jamal Murray, these two players, you could start to see this sort of coming. And okay, eventually they were going to get over the hump. Two-time MVP, should have been three-time MVP, leading this team. They had no problem with the Lakers. But here's the thing that you have to remember. While the Miami Heat are battle-tested and go into Boston, take on Boston, oh man, it's been crazy. When game one goes off, Denver hasn't been on the court in 10 days. So yes, they're rested, but there's also the idea of maybe it's too much rest, right? Maybe it's too much time off. We've seen that happen in sports, okay? So they're rested. They are ready to go, and you can say they are generally healthy. Yeah, that's all true, but the layoff also is there, okay? I mean, the layoff is a problem. Now, the one guy I don't worry about is Jokic. I think Jokic has just proven what he is. In these last series, I told you guys that they were going to sweep the Lakers. I thought they would have no problem with the Lakers at all. And I did believe that Jokic wanted to knock off LeBron on the way to, you know, establishing, hey, look, you guys leave me off an MVP ballot. Watch what I'm going to do. And he triple-doubled his way there. The only betting player I've ever seen where in the playoffs, the triple-double is basically even money, because that's how much confidence people had in Jokic and what he would do and his kind of scoring ability. Jokic, 30, 14, and 13 in the final game against the Lakers. 24, 6, and 8 the game before that. They didn't need him. 23, 17, and 12. 34, 21, 14. Going back to the Suns series, 32, 10, and 12. You go back, 29, 13, 4. You go back, and Jokic right now, 5 of his last 6 games have been triple-double. That is so insane to even think about. But here's where I'm going to tell you guys to be a little bit nervous, because we talk about it all the time. And I specifically make sure I crunch the numbers. And I tell you, during championship games, during games that are in a championship series or a playoff series with big time names, they inflate the lines. I think his points total is going to be pushed out. Look, he's got 30, 34, 32, right? And his last, against the Lakers, 34 and a 30, but he also has a 24 and a 23. Against the Suns, he had a 32, a 53, a 30, a 39, but he also had a 24 and a 29, right? They're going to probably put his scoring total right about 28 and a half, 29, maybe even into the 30s. I think it's dangerous to take him when you're talking about that. How about his rebounds? Well, his rebounds are phenomenal, right? His rebounds, 3 of the last 4 games, 14, 17, and 21, but he's got a 6 there. He's got a 10 before that. He's got a 13, and he's got a 4 there. Yeah, 17, 16, depending on where they're going to put this. Look, for most of the year, and I did talk about this multiple times on the show, for most of the year, his rebounding total was like 10, 10 and a half, maybe get even 11 or so. Got up to the playoffs, and you started to see 11, 11 and a half, and I still felt generally comfortable with it. If you get it 10 and a half, 11, even 11 and a half, yeah, I would take a shot. I could absolutely see him dominating under the boards. I'll take a shot at that for rebounding, but where is it going to come out? What if it comes out that Jokic is, and the number that they post for him is 13 and a half or so? Because that's what often happens. And this is what you have to ask yourself as a sports bettor. You know, what are they willing to kind of put out there to make us all bite? So we'll only go by game one and hope that it continues, right? So game one, his scoring total, I told you it was going to be 28.5. It's 28. Okay, you could get a 27.5 out there, by the way, but you're going to pay like 115. But 28 is the number. I think that's a fair total. I think it's a very fair total for him. Rebounds is what I was looking at. And rebounds, you're hoping it comes into a good area. Rebounds, 13.5. So I was hoping for the 10.5. I could deal with the 11, maybe even 11.5. 13.5. Oh, by the way, you're minus 115 at 13.5. I think they price us out of the rebounds. I do. And then you go with assists, and his assists are listed at 10.5. Now you're getting plus money back. I think that's a crazy number. Now he does have 13, 12, 14, 12, 12, 11, 17. He's beaten it. He's beaten that number 4, 5, 6, 7 in 7 of the last 8 games. He's beaten the assist number, okay? In 7 of the last 8 games. So maybe you're jumping on the assist, but here's the thing. With the assists, it's 10.5, right? You know, he's got a couple of 12s, couple of 11s. I don't know. I guess the plus money is going to be enticing for people for the assists there. I believe the rebounding, you can still get there. And the player points is something I'm probably going to stay away from. So I'm going to start to look at combinations. Let's look at the combos, right? Total points, assists, and rebounds. Jokic is 50.5. Now that's something I like. 50.5 is something I'm going to look at. I'm going to like that. Okay. He had no problem going over that in most of the games here. Okay. You got to think with 50.5, if he's getting 25 points, you still have a shot. And that's below his number, right? 25, 15, and 10, you're in. 25, 14, 11, you're in, right? Or relatively in, right? So you don't need much. I like that more than anything else. More than anything else, I like that. That's what I'll be playing. On the other side, we have, well, it's basically going to be all Jimmy Butler. That's where everyone's going to kind of look at here. By the way, just to touch on, finish it off with Denver, I don't love anything else here. The assists ratio for the series, I'll be keeping an eye on Jamal Murray, but it's 5.5, which I think is a little bit high there. And player points, you have to look at a second scorer here. Jamal Murray's at 25.5. I think it's just a little bit too much. So let's look at Miami. And I'll give you my predictions, but I want to look at some of the Miami props since I went into what Jokic would do. Jimmy Butler's 27.5. I think it's a large number. I think that's a big number. Jimmy Butler's 7.5 rebounds, assists, 5.5. But I told you guys I really did like Jimmy Butler to get over 1.5 steals. And he got it. It was minus 155, I think, but I got it. Now it's minus 165 over 1.5. I may do that again. Jimmy Butler's not somebody I'm going to really jump on. Caleb Martin, get one assist, get one steal plus money. That might be worth it. Caleb Martin assists plus money at over 105. Rebounds. If you like Caleb Martin, over 7.5 plus money, plus 115. Points, over 16.5 plus money. If you believe in the Caleb Martin, ascension here, you could make a lot with him. And we'll give you his points, 26, 21, 14, 16, 18, 25, 15. I mean, he's hanging right around the posted number here, 16.5. He had two great games back-to-back. Do you think he has these games out? Now, the rebounds, 10 and 15 after an entire playoff, they're just not getting it. So maybe you just say that the Celtics can't rebound. Maybe you go the Celtics can't rebound. And the assist is dangerous. 3-1-0-1-0. But I do like the steals. I told you, I know I'm jumping on this. People are going to go, oh, you just loved all the steals for everybody. Look, Caleb Martin's got to get one steal. Over a half. Now, you're paying 2-1. It's a big number. But he's got 1-1-0-0-1-1-2-1-1-0. I look at this and I go, you got to get one steal. I hate the 2-1. Maybe you take a little, and I hate parlays. I can't stand them, but maybe you take a little Jimmy Butler, Caleb Martin steals parlay. Like I was telling you guys, you could have taken last game as well. So there are ways to go about this, but I think that everyone's going to get a little crazy with Jokic. And I think we need to kind of hang back and calm down a little bit. with what's going to go on there. Now, as far as the series goes itself, I do think the Denver Nuggets win the series. I can't imagine Miami continuing this brilliant run, but I can't lay 3-1 with this team. So you start to go, okay, well, Tom, how many do you think they win in? I can see the sweep. I can, but I'm not going to be betting on that. For me, it's an individual game type of situation. I'll be betting individual games, but I'm not going to bet game one. I'm not betting game one because I don't like the 10 days off. I just don't. So I'll be looking at some prop plays. I'll be looking up some situations. Game two is probably where I'll be jumping on. Game two will be a situation where I'm hoping in game one that Denver wins, but they struggle a little bit to win and they don't cover. Good line comes back down because I think game two, Denver, that could be Denver's game. Now, game three back at Miami could be anyone's game. I look at a game four being another betting spot. And that's how I'm going to kind of attack the finals here. It looks to me like the NBA finals are going to be won by Denver, won relatively handily by Denver. I think that a lot of times it's going to be the Jokic show. I think he's going to get an MVP. Okay, I didn't get the regular MVP. How about a finals MVP? Yeah, that sounds a lot better. And I do believe Denver's going to be hoisting the trophy. You might want to throw a couple of bucks on him to win the MVP. That wouldn't be overall a terrible bet as well. He's minus 300. You got to figure if they're going to win it. Jimmy Butler's about plus 300, 350, depending on where you're looking. Jamal Murray's plus 800. You can get him up to 1,700 over at DraftKings. Caleb Martin plus 5,000 if you like Miami. Look, if Miami wins, I think they're giving it to Butler. If Jokic wins, I think that they're giving it to Denver. And you see that. You know, if you want Denver and you want Jokic, you're going to basically get it. So if you want Jokic to win, do not take that. Just go with Denver. I mean, just, and it's the same thing. If you want Jimmy Butler, just take the Heat because somebody else might step up. So just take it. There's no value at all on taking the MVP. Just take the series prices, which is exactly what these two huge names. All right, everybody, enjoy the NBA Finals. Enjoy all the games. I hope that you can make a lot of money out there. Pay attention to me. You certainly will. Have a good day, everybody.